From the 66th Psalm. Tell everyone on this earth to shout praises to God. Sing about his glorious name. Honor him with praises. All of you people, come praise your God. Let his praises be heard. God protects us from death and keeps us steady. All who worship God, come here and listen. I will tell you everything God has done for me. I prayed to the Lord and I praised him. If my thoughts had been woeful or sinful, he would have refused to hear me. But God did listen and answered my prayer. Let's praise God. He listened when I prayed and he is always welcome to Palm Sunday worship. We could think of today as Coronation Day. What a strange coronation it is for our Lord Jesus Christ. We think of January the 20th every 4 years. People gather, program. My mother and dad were lucky enough to get to go to see Queen Elizabeth II. Coronated, and they couldn't talk enough about the grandeur of that. When people are coronated, when people are pledged into office, we think that it is a very important and a very noted thing. When our Lord comes into Jerusalem, it's not on a war horse. When our Lord comes into Jerusalem, it's on a foal, a small donkey. Yet the people realize that this may be the new king, and this is his coronation moment. On that morning, they all shout, "Hosanna, Hosanna, save us, save us." And as we know, as we come through this week, as we meet every night, Monday through Friday at 7 o'clock to do our Holy Week readings, we know people are fickle. And we know the path our Lord will take. And we follow him, giving thanks, almost trembling for the love God shows us in this resurrection after the cross. We turn to the Palm Sunday liturgy. Please, congregation, do the second voice, and the first voice will be miraculously done also. We rise. Shout for joy, you heavens. Rejoice, all the earth. The glory of the Lord will be revealed, and all people will see it together. For the mouth of the Lord has spoken.
Rejoice greatly. Shout for joy. See, your King is coming to you. He is righteous and brings salvation.
Of your people and have set them free.
You have raised up for us a mighty Savior, the descendant of your servant David.
You promised through your holy prophets long ago that you would save us from our enemies, from the power of all those who hate us.
You have shown the mercy promised to our ancestors and have remembered your holy covenant.
With a solemn oath to our ancestor Abraham, you promised to rescue us from our enemies and allow us to serve you without fear.
So that we might be holy and righteous before you all the days of our life.
By your tender mercy, you caused the bright dawn of salvation to rise on us.
To give light to those
the voice of the prophet echoes from the desert, calling us to prepare the way of the Lord and to make straight a path on which he may come. We confess our sins so that our crooked ways will be made straight and the rough ways smooth. Be seated. Our sovereign Redeemer, we rejoice with the people of Israel, offering our own shouts of praise and celebration. John the baptizer, we hear the Lord's promise. Turn away from your sins and God will forgive your sins.
Thank you.
God, ruler of all ages, graciously you come to us in order that we might come to you. Through the merit of Jesus Christ, strengthened by the Holy Spirit, God of faith, you created humanity to serve and praise you. Even when we rebelled against you, you promised to send a Savior to redeem us from our sins. Fulfilled your promise of a Redeemer in the life, death, and resurrection of Jesus Christ.
Grant us the gifts of the Holy Spirit, that we may share your love with the sick and the afflicted, with the poor and the homeless, with the victims of injustice and discrimination, and with all who are experiencing times of trouble.
God of hope, you comfort us through our Savior's promise to return in glory at the end of time.
As we await the coming of the Prince of Peace, let us not despair. We long for you to inspire all the nations and peoples of the world to turn to cooperation and nurture, rather than to hatred and destruction.
God of faith, love, and hope, to you and to you alone we pray.
For you are our God, the only God, forever and ever. Amen.
We rise. The promises you made to our ancestors and have come to the help of your servant people.
You have shown mercy to Abraham and Sarah, and to all their descendants forever.
We praise you, Lord. You are enthroned in glory, yet you came and continue to come for all who will receive you. We praise you, for you are good, and your mercy endures forever.
To you be glory and power, forever and ever.
Today comes from the Gospel of Mark, reading from the 11th chapter, the first verse. Now when they drew near Jerusalem to Bethphage and Bethany at the Mount of Olives, he sent two of his disciples, and he said to them, "Go into the village opposite you, and as soon as you've entered it, you'll find a colt tied on which no one has sat. Loose it and bring it. And if anyone says to you, 'Why are you doing this?' say, 'The Lord has need of it,' and immediately he will send it here." So they went their way and found the colt tied by the door outside on the street, and they loosed it. But some of those who stood there said to them, "What are you doing loosing the colt?" They spoke to them just as Jesus had commanded, so they let them go. Then they brought the colt to Jesus and threw their clothes on it, and he sat on it. And many spread their clothes on the road, and others cut down leafy branches from the trees and spread them on the road. Then all who went before and those who followed cried out, saying, "Hosanna! Blessed is he that comes in the name of the Lord. Blessed is the kingdom of our father David that comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest." And Jesus went into Jerusalem into the temple. So when he had looked around at all things, the hour was already late, he went out to Bethany with the 12. Here ends the reading of our lesson. A few words before we bow in prayer. Hope all of you, plus the neighborhood and plus those Moravians and Salem congregation who need a little bit of the semi, we'll call ours the semi-early Easter service, will come at 9 o'clock out around the church. Miss Carroll has provided a wonderful, wonderful band. We will have the service. We'll pray the Easter morning liturgy. That liturgy is as close to a theological statement for our church as we have. And afterwards, scripture, a short story, an even shorter meditation. This service is built around the phrase and what it means, "The Lord is risen." I hope all of you will be able to come to that. And come through the week, as I've said, Monday through Friday at 7 o'clock. On Thursday, we will celebrate the Holy Communion for Maundy Thursday. And on Friday, we'll have a modified Tenebrae service as we read the crucifixion and the burial of our Christ as we go in expectation and in hope that he will indeed rise for the world and rise for us on Easter morning. Please, if you will, look at the Easter egg hunt announcement. The flower cross will be brought to a place outside the church so that we can place flowers on the sign. Remember chicken pies. You have one and they will remember you. Collection for Sunnyside Ministry or the Downtown Church. You see, I believe, the items that we'll bring for April and May. Now, please, we bow in prayer. Just 3 months ago, we had gathered, and we had proclaimed that Christ is born, that through the incarnation, God Himself emptied Himself and became like us. Now, He has become an adolescent, a young man, and the minister that we know and that we love, the guide who has told us how to live in peace while we're alive and promised that we will be with Him after we're called. This is a holy season. Let us set apart this week for looking inside and seeing where we are. We know where Jesus is, and we know His teaching, and we know what He's doing in the last week. Let us renew our thanks. Let us be aware that the Spirit speaks to us almost continually, and let us open ourselves to that voice. You have overcome the sharpness of death. You have made the law not a bondsman, but something that is under our feet. And you have by grace claimed us. We reach up to renew our journey and to grasp onto that grace. We live in a fallen world. We know that your mission to this world is underway and that you have made gigantic strides. Yet we see things that upset us and perplex us. We get lost in the tumult of shouts and raised fists when we are asked to be brothers and sisters, simply smiling when we think of each other and not getting vexed when things go bump in our carefully laid plans. You are the propitiation, the transforming agent for all of us to come to you. You are risen, you are ascended, and we in holy, holy faith give you our deepest thanks and praise. You God of love, you God who has adopted us as your sons and daughters. Hear our prayer, listen to our petitions. In Christ's name, amen. Offertory prayer. We give you but your own. Whate'er the gift may be, all that we have is yours alone, a trust from you, O God. Thank you. with you, ladies and gentlemen. The Holy Week readings are a compilation put together from all four Gospels. They take us through the last week, all the events of the last week in our Lord Jesus Christ's earthly ministry. We read this morning, beginning on the fifth page. Please, before we start, do any of you need either the large or the small book, or do you have a, We begin with the Acts of Saturday. Now the Passover of the Jews was near, and many went up from the country to Jerusalem before the Passover to purify themselves. They were looking for Jesus and were asking one another as they stood in the temple, "What do you think? Surely he will not come to the festival, will he?" Now the chief priests and the Pharisees had given orders that anyone who knew where Jesus was should let them know so that they might arrest him. 6 days before the Passover, Jesus came to Bethany, the home of Lazarus, whom he had raised from the dead. There they gave a dinner for him in the house of Simon the leper. Martha served, and Lazarus was one of those at the table with him. Mary took a pound of costly perfume made of pure nard, anointed Jesus' feet, and washed them with her, and wiped them with her hair. The house was filled with the fragrance of the perfume. Given to the poor. He said this not because he cared about the poor, but because he was a thief. He kept the common purse and used to steal what was put into it. And the other disciples scolded Mary. But Jesus said, "Let her alone. Why do you trouble her? She has performed a good service for me. For you always have the poor with you, and you can show you wish, but you will not always have me. She has done what she could. She has anointed my body beforehand for its burial. Truly I tell you, wherever the good news is proclaimed in the whole world, what she has done will be told in remembrance of her." Jesus was there. They came not only because of him, but also to see Lazarus, whom he had raised from the dead. So the chief priests planned to put Lazarus to death as well, since it was on account of him that many of the Jews were deserting and were believing in Jesus. The Acts of Sunday. The next day, as Jesus and his disciples were approaching Jerusalem at Bethphage and Bethany near the Mount of Olives, Jesus sent two of his disciples and said to them, "Go into the village ahead of you, and immediately as you enter it, you will find tied there a colt that has never been ridden. Untie it and bring it. If anyone says to you, 'Why are you doing this?' just say this, 'The Lord needs it,' and will send it back here immediately." They went away and found a colt tied near the door outside in the street. As they were untying it, some of the bystanders said to them, "What are you doing untying that colt?" They told them that what Jesus had said, and they allowed them to take it. Then they brought the colt to Jesus and threw their cloaks on it, and he sat on it. The great crowd that had come to the festival heard that Jesus was coming to Jerusalem, and many people spread their cloaks on the road, and others spread leafy branches that they cut in the field. Now approaching the path down from the Mount of Olives, the whole multitude of the disciples began to praise God joyfully with a loud voice for all the deeds of power that they had seen, shouting, "Hosanna to the Son of David! Blessed is the one who comes in the name of the Lord! Hosanna in the highest heaven!" His disciples did not understand these things at first, but when Jesus was glorified, then they remembered that these things had been written of him and had been done to him. This took place to fulfill what had been spoken through the prophet, saying, "Tell the daughter of Zion, look, your king is coming to you humble, mounted on a donkey on the colt, the foal of a donkey."
Thank you.
Some of the Pharisees in the crowd said to him, "Teacher, order your disciples to stop." He answered, "I tell you, if these were silent, the stones would shout out." As Jesus came near and saw the city, he wept over it, saying, "If you, even you, had only recognized on this day the things that make for peace. But now they're hidden from your eyes. Indeed, the days will come upon you when your enemies will set up ramparts around you and surround you. They'll hem you in on every side. They'll crush you to the ground, you and your children within you, and they will not leave within you one stone upon another, because you did not recognize the time of your visitation from God." When Jesus entered Jerusalem, the whole city was in turmoil, asking, "Who is this?" The crowds were saying, "This is the prophet Jesus from Nazareth in Galilee." The Pharisees then said to one another, "You see, you can do nothing. Look, the world has gone after him." Jesus entered the temple, and the blind and the lame came to him, and he cured them. But when the chief priests and the scribes saw the amazing things that he did, and heard the children crying out in the temple, "Hosanna to the Son of David," they became angry and said to him, "Do you hear what these are saying?" Jesus said to them, "Yes. Have you never read, out of the mouth of infants and nursing babies, you have prepared praise for yourselves?" Came to Philip, who was from Bethsaida in Galilee, and said to him, "Sir, we wish to see Jesus." Philip went and told Andrew. Then Andrew and Philip went and told Jesus. Jesus answered them, "The hour has come for the Son of Man to be glorified. Very truly, I tell you, unless a grain of wheat falls into the earth and dies, remains just a single grain. But if it dies, it bears much fruit. Those who love their life lose it, and those who hate their life in this world will keep it for eternal life. Whoever serves me must follow me, and where I am, there will my servant be also. Whoever serves me, the Father will honor. But now my soul is troubled. And what should I say? Father, save me from this hour? No, it is for this reason that I have come to this hour. Father, glorify your name. Then a voice came from heaven. I have glorified it, and I will glorify it again. The crowd standing there heard it and said that it was thunder. Others said, an angel has spoken to him. Jesus answered, this voice has come for your sake, not for mine. Now is the judgment of this world. Now the ruler of this world will be driven out. And I, when I am lifted up from the earth, will draw all people to myself. He said this to indicate what kind of death he was to die. Messiah remains forever. How can you say that the Son of Man must be lifted up? Who is this Son of Man? Jesus said to them, the light is with you for a little longer. Walk while you have the light, so that the darkness may not overtake you. If you walk in the darkness, you do not know where you are going. While you have the light, believe in the light so that you may become children of light. As it was already late, he went out to Bethany with the 12. We rise. Lift up his countenance upon us and will bestow us